Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who've built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives.
Hey, listeners. So excited to have you all here today. I'm Wendy Papazan, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, the lovely and talented Miss Sarah Reynolds. Augie, how are you, my dear?
I'm awesome. I've had such a great week, and I'm excited for a new week today on Empire Building Podcast. But it's been an awesome week for us. We got to have our circle time, our together this week. And so me and Wendy, our lives are feeling full.
Yeah. Our cups are full.
Yes. Yeah. Our cups are full. We got to have a couple days together, and it was just awesome.
Yeah, a lot of laughing, some time in the boat, some actual masterminding. You know, I was really thinking this morning, you know, when I got up, how different our conversations are, you know, because we've been doing this for 10 years now and how elevated they are. And I mean, man, some of the things we talked about yesterday were pretty incredible.
Yeah, I think that's so much growth happens and all of a sudden surprises us. Like, we think we're not making progress. And then one day you look up, and then when you're looking at what you knew like 5 years ago, or maybe some of our listeners, you guys have been listening to us ever since we launched this podcast, which has actually been 5 years now. Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what growth have you guys had? Like, acknowledge it, right? Because I think that's what happens when you've been in a relationship with people for a long time, is you see the growth that each other is experiencing. And I want to encourage you guys to think about where you were 5 years ago. Where was your business? Where was your life? And acknowledge the growth that you've had. Because I know if you've been a consistent listener of Empire Building, you've probably had massive growth just as we have.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Well, speaking of growth, we're here to talk about something kind of fundamental to my growth, and I know fundamental to your growth as well, on your real estate team, which is something that we call the 33 touch. So if you're with Keller Williams, you may have heard this before. Sounds a little weird always when you say it. You're like, wait, what? 33 touch? But this is something that came out of the millionaire real estate agent, Jay, my husband, and Gary Keller wrote about this, gosh, over 20 years ago now. And it's really been the Bible for us in terms of how to make leads consistently come into your business. And what's great about it is it's extremely simple. It's not easy to do, but it's actually really simple. So we're going to just break down the 33 touch today and help you guys really understand how to go from where you are to having consistent, repeatable business.
Yeah, 33 touch really transformed my business. And it all started with reading The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. And the 33 touch is all around the people that you know. So what they say in the book is they refer to them as Mets. But you want to think about who knows you, who trusts you, who likes you, who do you know? If they know your name, you know their name, right? And this is the strategic plan on how to grow your business through the people that already know, like, and trust you. And so they're called your Mets. So in 2009, when my mom, Debbie, so I at the time I was her buyer's agent, had been a realtor for a few years, had helped over 100 families at that point, but mainly focusing on the buying side of the business. And she sat me down and my mom said, you know, I want you to be in charge of the team. I want you to be in charge of the business. At the time, we did about 75 to 80 transactions a year.
Which is a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. It was a good business.
Yeah. Yep.
We were the two producers and then we had an admin assistant. And my mom really saw a vision for something bigger and said, you know, I think that we can accomplish it, but you would have to lead and grow it. So the first thing I did as the leader of, at the time, the Reynolds team, was to actually implement a weekly team meeting. That was my first thing. Okay. The second thing, like, we should probably talk to each other.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In a strategic way. Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
That's a gold nugget, by the way, if you're not doing that in your team. Yeah. That's a gold nugget. Yeah.
And then the second thing was to implement the 33 touch, because my mom had this massive database. She had been in the business since 1988. And then, so 21 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. I didn't realize she'd been in real estate that long before you started.
Yeah.
So your team's been around like 40 years.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I knew that you took over the team, but I didn't realize she'd been in business quite that long. So yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. She's OG Keller Williams.
Oh, OG. Yeah. She joined Keller Williams in 1999.
Wow. Okay.
And there was less than, I think, 5,000 agents.
Yeah. That's right before Jay started.
Yeah. At the company. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she was one of the founding agents in Virginia for sure. So yeah, but the first thing I said was, okay, we need to be touching our database, this amazing database that you built for all these years, at least 33 times, because the book tells us to. So that's what we're going to do.
I love that, because I think so many agents operate entrepreneurially, which is, you know, the business kind of just comes to them and they're okay with that. They're okay with the ebb and the flow. And some years you have a great year when the market's doing well, and some years you have a down year. Maybe you needed a down year after your, you know, crazy year the year before. And just that kind of entrepreneurial approach actually can, you know, create a really good business for a lot of people, is what I hear you saying.
Yeah.
And when you put this framework on top of it, which is what Sarah is talking about, you can really, really change your business.
I learned that every 17 days, buyers and sellers and or your consumer, right? This applies to every business, not just real estate, forgets what you do.
Mm.
And I said to myself, well, is that their fault or is it my fault? Well, it's my fault if they forget what I do, because it's my job to remind them. It's not their job to remember me and what we do in our business. It's my job to remind them. And so 33 Touch is the first thing that we implemented in terms of our lead generation. And after implementing it, this is what actually took us into $1 million in revenue business, is this alone. Having the consistent team meeting and this alone.
I love that. Well, and the first thing you need to do is you have to organize your database. So whether you're starting out or whether you've been in business for 15, 20 years, like Sarah's mom had been, you really need to see what your database looks like. And if you're just starting out, well, then you have to think about, who are my KLTs, which are, who are the people who know, like, and trust me, right? So if you're just starting out, the best thing that you can do, the best way to spend your time, is to just start a spreadsheet and write down, you know, every single person that know, likes, and trusts you, right?
Yep.
Not necessarily that you know, like, and trust. There's a difference there. They need to know, like, and trust you. And then you want to put as much contact information as you've got for them, which is email address, obviously, home address, phone number, any pertinent details you know about them, anything you know about their family, maybe they go to church with you, something like that. So that can really, and honestly, you can build a really massive business with a very small database. So if you have 100 people that know, like, and trust you, you can build a massive, massive business by just layering the 33 touch on top of that.
Yeah. And what Wendy's saying is you've got to have them organized in one place to know who you are targeting to send something to at least 33 times a year.
Yeah.
And so organizing it, some tactical things that you can do is looking through your phone, right? And just scrolling through, who's texted you? Look through your contacts. Are they in one place, like in a CRM, in a spreadsheet, to where, and if they're not, you want to get them in one place, right?
And now it's so easy to, you can actually export all of the, if you've got an iPhone, it's very easy to export that into a CSV file and dump that into an Excel spreadsheet or something like that. I mean, I did it. I have an insane amount of contacts. I have over 8,000 people on my phone, which is insane.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy.
I feel so special.
I know. You're one of 8,000. Well, I'm a people person.
Yes.
But you can export it very easily. You can do that in, you know, 30 minutes or less.
So exporting from your phone.
Yeah, it's a great way to start.
Another tactical thing you can do is look through all of your social media accounts. So you look through your social media accounts, who knows, likes, and trusts you, get them added to that CSV file, get them added to the same spreadsheet, because maybe their contact information isn't in your phone, but you're friends with them on Facebook or they follow you on Instagram.
And they don't have to be in your city.
Yes.
They can live anywhere in the country.
Yep.
You know, I had an amazing situation where I moved to Austin from New York City, and a friend of mine in New York City, we only stayed in touch through social media. She actually sent me a referral 10 years after I moved. So I'd never even seen her, talked to her on the phone or anything. We just stayed in touch on social media. And that ended up turning into 6 transactions. So staying in touch with people that you know, not just in your city, but all over the country, all over the world, really, now.
Yeah. So who belongs in your Mets? The first is obviously past clients, all the people in your phone, all the people in your social media, vendors, neighbors, gym friends, board members, like the list goes on. Like, think through.
Look at your calendar and what are the things that you're doing? Okay, you go to pickleball, you go to church. Who are the people at church that know, like, and trust you? Who are the people in your pickleball league that know, like, and trust you? Who are your neighborhood mom friends, right, that you know, like, and trust? So think about it in terms of groups.
That's so smart.
And you will be so surprised at how many people you know.
Yes.
You'll be shocked. Yeah, you'll be shocked.
And the cool thing is as you go about your day to day, right, you meet new people, right? So my daughter has become so into volleyball. And through that, I now have a volleyball mom's text string with 14 other moms, all with daughters that play volleyball. Well, they weren't in my database before.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's your system for taking, because I know you're in touch with a lot of people every week. What's your system for, you know, all the people you meet? How do they get into your database? Do you just remember all of them or what do you do?
That's a great question. So what I typically do is when something new has changed, like in this case, because I'm a pretty like stable person in terms of like, I'm either at the office, at home with my family, or
with your dolls, yeah,
with my friends. No, yeah, exactly. Those are the 3 places. I go to church as well. So those 4 places is where you can typically find me. And so the thing that changes in my life is my kids and their activities. And so when my kids get into a new activity, then I'm collecting contact information from the parents. A, obviously, selfishly, we all help each other, right? With like getting them places and snacks and all the things you do as a parent. And then I take the screenshots of their contact information and I send it to my assistant and our database manager, and they just add them to it. And I do directly ask people for their address, because I'm a big believer in mailing, doing direct mail. And that's a big part of our 33 Touch, which we're going to talk about in detail on our next episode. And it's really important to have as much contact information as you can. Now, it shouldn't stop you from still reaching out to them, even if you don't have everything. But don't be afraid to ask people for their address, because you send goodies out, you send different things. And hey, can I get all of your contact information?
Yeah. I love being on your list.
Yeah.
You send out good stuff.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just getting in a rhythm of when things change, and then quarterly, we look at our database number. And I do think that that is what helps me remember, because our goal is to grow, constantly be growing and feeding the database. And we're tracking, okay, how many is in our database right now? And then when I see that and I'm like, oh my goodness, like I can grow it right now just by redownloading the people on my phone and making sure everyone's in there.
This is so important. And if you have a team, you need to be reminding the people on your team to do this as well. So
yes,
we've done different things over the years. Sometimes we have competitions where we do database ads. You know, we don't do like ongoing, but maybe we'll do a 12-week competition where, you know, people try to get as many database ads as they can, because people need to be reminded of it. So you as the leader need to have some kind of trigger, like Sarah, or you need to have, you know, on maybe in your weekly leadership meeting, you talk about it just to remind everyone that they constantly need to do that, because your database is, if you don't constantly feed it, it will go hungry.
Yep.
You know, you have to constantly, constantly feed it, because people move, they unsubscribe, they, you know, they don't want to be, your daughter's not in volleyball anymore. So these people are 5 years later, they're like, who's this person again? You know, unsubscribe. So you have to constantly be feeding it.
Yep.
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
Everything that matters in your life should have a number attached to it. And I know that can sound somewhat strange, so hear me out. For example, like my husband matters deeply to me. If I don't spend time with him, like a certain number of time with him a week, which for us is our date night, then our relationship suffers, right? If we don't have that time together with how busy we are, our relationship suffers. So on my 411, on my goal sheet is the number of dates I'm going to go on with my husband a year. That's a number. A number is attached to my relationship with my husband. Now, he's not a number to me, but the number means that he's important. The number actually means he's important.
He is a number to you. He's a 10.
Yeah, he is. Oh, good. So good. I know. That's why you're his favorite.
I know.
That's why you're his favorite.
I know.
The point is if it matters, there's a number attached to it. So if your database matters, what's the number that you want to have in your database? What's the goal? And do you even know how many is in your database right now? Are you looking at it, right? But in the beginning, like some of you are thinking, well, this is overwhelming me, Sarah. Like, I don't know. I don't even have one. That's okay. We all started that way.
Yeah.
Literally 16, 17 years ago. That's when this started for Empower Home.
I have an agent database because at a certain point I decided, you know what, I'm going to have a database of people who know, like, and trust me that are my sphere. And then I'm also going to have a separate database of people who know, like, and trust me who are agents. And I will tell you that it started out with one person. Literally one person. So that's where it all starts. Starts with one.
Yes.
And then I love the idea of having a goal every year, you know, every quarter or whatever that looks like.
Yeah. So I know, Wendy, you many times will set that goal, as you mentioned earlier, in terms of the number of quality mets and connections that you want to create as well, like each quarter. So organizing it, getting it all set up in the database, in a spreadsheet to where you have all of your database in there. And as Wendy said earlier, we're not talking thousands. When you start out 100 people, that's a good database. That's a really good database, okay? And then you want to set a goal in terms of, okay, how many a quarter are you going to nurture and really focus on those relationships? I know you have some tips on how to like tier it as well, right, Wendy?
Yeah, so we've done, and this was something we did kind of later on. I can't remember. Maybe we got this. I think we got this idea from you, your VIP program. And I know several, I think, or Seychelles. I know Seychelles does it as well. But
yeah, we both do it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So everyone that gives us a referral that year and the following year goes on our VIP program, which is essentially we add a quarterly gift to everything else that we're sending out to them. So it's good to know who your top could be 10 people, could be 25, could be 50 are. Like there's a lot of value in looking at your database and determining who your top referrers are. Even if you haven't tracked it in the past, you know.
Yep.
You know who they are. Like I know for me, our realtor was Peter Dennison before I got my real estate license. And he and I bought several homes together because I was an investor before I got my real estate license. And Jay and I constantly sent him referrals, constantly. we were on his VIP list. Every year he would give us a poinsettia, you know, once a quarter he wanted to go grab coffee with us. And so probably the worst day of his life was the day I got my real estate license, because I'm sure I was sending him probably 10 to 15 referrals every year. So who are the Wendy's in your database, who you know that are, because doesn't it make more sense to love on them, right? They should be special. So treat them like the gold mine they are.
So you identify and organize your Mets. That's step number one. Step two is then you tier them in terms of your priorities, in terms of focus. Now your database, they're all going to get the 33 touch, which we're about to dive into the elements of the 33 touch. But step two is like, okay, you want to know who you want to focus on first, and that who deserves more of your time, who deserves something extra special. When you start with them, you end up actually could grow your business even exponentially more, as Wendy shared. And so doing that is critical. Okay. So on empire building, we call it a 36 touch. So we're going to confuse all of you now. No, just kidding. So we have a 36 touch plan that is the same as the 33 touch, except there's three extra touches because there's 12 months in a year. And it was much easier for my brain to tell our assistant, okay, I need you to help me to make sure that this group of people, my database, gets something from our team three times a month. Okay, that was just easier. It goes with the year. Okay, so 36 touch. Now, what are some things that could be included in the 36 touch plan?
Well, the easiest one and most important one is probably calling your database. So this is all, I did a lot of this when I first got into real estate because I didn't have a lot of time. My kids were 3 and 5 when I started. And, you know, I did open houses and things like that. But I thought, gosh, you know, I have to sort of wait around for 4 hours and hope like 2 or 3 people wander in. Whereas like 4 hours, I could talk to a lot of people on the phone. And I just got really good with making those check-in phone calls. Hey, how's it going? You know, do you have a quick minute to talk about business? Okay, great. Who do you know? Blah, 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 that kind of stuff. So that's the easiest way. And honestly, you can do that by text message or social media message, as long as there's a two-way interaction and you're having a conversation about real estate.
You were so good, Wendy, about like, that's how you spent your time. Like you had very limited time when you first got your license.
Yeah.
But you spent your time making sure your calls were in every single day, right? Every single working day.
Yeah.
What was the thing you used to do? You used to move things over from one jar to the other?
I have 2 little dishes. And in one dish, I have 10 little plastic diamonds. And the other one is blank. And every time I have a real estate conversation, I move it from one dish to the other dish. And I look and see at the end of the day, did I move them all or not? And if I moved them all, then I did my job.
That's right.
And for me, it was 10. It's 10, still 10.
That is gold. If you hear nothing else today, okay, and implement that in your business, like I'm telling you, it will grow. That one gold nugget of having a daily goal of how many you're going to talk to and some fun little system.
Yeah.
That to make sure you do it, right, is critical.
Start with 5, you know, start with 3.
Yeah. Whatever your number is. And so you want to be calling your database at least once a quarter, okay? And so the first part of the 36 touch, so that's 4 touches a year, that's going to be a two-way conversation with your database to where they're going to hear from you, they're going to hear care, they're going to hear you're checking in, you're going to ask them how they're doing, you're going to know what's going on with their life, they're going to know what's going on with your life, right? Because again, these are people that know, like, and trust you. And you want to deepen that relationship. So 4 quarterly calls, like 1 call a quarter, is the perfect way to start. And the best news of all, it doesn't cost extra money.
Nothing. It's free.
Yep.
Absolutely free.
The next thing is you want to do a monthly email. And so that can be a newsletter, that can be behind the scenes of something that you're working on. Maybe a client bought a fixer-upper and you're helping them fix it, and you're going to do a behind the scenes of the projects that they're doing, or a success story of a family that you have recently helped. You're going to be emailing them. So you're calling them quarterly. They're getting an email from you a month. We're now at already 16 touches. That's 16 touches so far in the year just by doing those 2 things.
And I would just add a caveat with the newsletters is you want to be providing value. So everything that you're sending out, it could be a story, which provides value. It could be information about what's going on in the market, which provides value. What you don't want to send out is a newsletter about how great you are.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody, except for maybe your mom, but probably not even your mom, wants to read that.
Yep. So powerful. And we're going to go into more on messaging in next week's episode, because we're going to get super tactical next week on this. But so you've got your calls, you've got your emails, and then the next thing I know, that's your jam, is the next part of the 36 Touch, Wendy.
Yeah. So we've always done a lot of events. And so we have 3 to 4 events every year. And what's great about events is actually you can touch someone multiple times during an event. So you might send out a save the date email. Okay. That's an email that's providing value.
Yep.
So let me give you an example. We do a pumpkin patch photo shoot. It's a free pumpkin patch in a neighborhood farm. And it's actually been going on for 22 years. And we have a photographer there. We have this big setup with scarecrows and there's candy and they get a free pumpkin and they get their picture taken. So there's a reminder email that goes out probably like a month in advance. And then a couple weeks in front of that, there's another reminder the day of. Everybody who signs up gets another touch. And then, you know, obviously the event is a touch, right? Hopefully if they're there.
Yeah.
And then you can always call your database before and after and say, I hope you're coming, or gosh, I'm so sorry you didn't come. So you can actually get a lot of touches out of just one event every year.
Yeah. I mean, it's so powerful when we do the events, and there's ways to do them lower cost. And we're going to share some ideas on that. Yeah, for free. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you're doing calls, you've got your emails, you've got events. The next thing is you want to do 4 to 8 mailings or maybe surprise gifts a year. Mailings can be the higher dollar amount thing, right? Because of postage costs and printing and things like that. Now, depending on how many times you're touching them with other things, because technically you could call them every month and that would be 12 touches. The point is we're giving you a variety of ideas and you build your 36 touch plan with these things included. I like a mixture of things in my 36 touch. So for me, mail is one way I know that they're going to at least see it. Because emails, even if you're providing amazing value, even if you've got a great subject line, the majority of people are not going to open and read the email. They're going to miss that touch because they're not opening or reading it, right? But if you send a postcard or send a letter, even if they don't read it, seeing your face, seeing your name, maybe not your face, but your name, right, will remind them right off the bat, like, oh, I know, like, and trust them. And if I hear someone that's looking to buy or sell real estate or based around what you do, they think of you. And so I like to include some mailings.
Well, and I think it's super important because especially if you've got high net worth individuals in your database, a lot of times they'll have a gatekeeper for their email, right? They'll have a gatekeeper for their phone. But even if you're a high net worth individual, most likely you open your own mail at home.
So true.
You really do. Yeah. So you get that eyeball to eyeball thing. And if you don't have the money to do mailings, you can do very inexpensive, you know, they're called pop buys. You could, if you had 100 people in your database, you could do 25 a quarter, which is roughly, you know, let's say 1 every 3 days, run over to somebody's house. You could just leave it in their mailbox. You can knock on the door, see if they're there. That's a really powerful way, especially when your database is small, to really, really go deep with them and help build that connection.
So we've got calls, we've got email and value drips that you're sending out, we've got events, you've got the mailings, and then the bonus one of all is social media, right? Because as you're following them, as they're following you, you're reminding them what you do regularly. And again, we're going to dive into that more next week. Okay, so this is the overview of the 36 Touch. We want you, your homework from today's episode is, if you don't have your database organized in one place, by next week, have it all organized in one place. Even if you do have it organized in one place, and I'm going to do this homework myself, even if you do have it organized in one place, get it updated. All the new relationships that you have. Wendy's tip on looking at the calendar, that massive gold nugget there. Okay, go through and update your database, because next week we're going to dive in and we're going to talk about the messaging that converts. We're going to talk about how to lead generate more through social media. What are some events that, and how to make them more magnetic to get more business, right? and then what to say during that quarterly call. And then we might even end with a little bit of a challenge for all of our listeners next week.
Ooh.
So
I love it.
That's coming up.
And just understand, you know, I always knew I had to do the 33 touch. And, you know, unlike Sarah, when I got in and started my business, it was really actually difficult for me to figure it out and do it. So I would challenge you guys, you know, to really wrap your head around getting this one thing done, because this one thing is going to help you go from where Sarah's business was doing 75 deals a year. I'm not going to say it's going to take you to 35 million or whatever you did last year in GCI, but it's definitely going to grow it. I mean, you said it took you to over a million, which is totally remarkable. So I just want to challenge you guys who've been struggling. And also, you know, a lot of you have had a bad year this year. So this might be the time you might have the mental space and energy to think about, gosh, I've got a few months here at the end of the year. It's going to be a challenge accepted. I'm going to do it. So today's been awesome. I can't wait for next week when we unpack it all and give you guys all the details. So hopefully you guys will do your homework, and we will catch you all at the next episode of Empire Building Podcast. We'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
Bye, guys.
Warning. You must comply with the TCPA and any other federal, state, or local laws, including for B2B calls and texts. Never call or text a number on any do not call list, and do not use an auto dialer or artificial voice or pre-recorded messages without proper consent. Contact your attorney to ensure your compliance. This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not Keller Williams Realty LLC and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.